Buckwise, 105.1 The Buzz, heard around the world on that awesome app that you've already downloaded called the radio.com app. In studio with me today, really just a creative soul, I think is how I would explain.
Thank you.
Shauna Lee is in studio. Now, do you go by Shauna or Shauna Lee?
Shauna's fine.
Now, Shauna, you have 66,000 followers on your Instagram. Yes. You live here in Portland. Why would so many people be interested to follow?
I don't know. Good question.
I think it's because of the beautiful photography that you take and also that you're in.
Oh, well, awesome. Thank you.
That would be my guess. Now, what kind of photography do you call this? I must say it's not necessarily depending on where you work, maybe NSFW.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of the stuff I do is not safe.
Of course.
It's fine.
But it's the entire account is private. You have to follow you in order to see your work.
Mm-hmm.
And it is all nude photography.
Yeah, some of it. I mean, sometimes I also get hired by wedding photographers. Mm. So I also do boudoir stuff as well.
Oh, cool.
I don't usually do any kind of fashion or anything like that.
No, but it's all skin. Skin is your fashion.
It is. It's wonderful.
How does someone get into that? And I think the first thing people think is, I would never take a nude photo in my life. So imagine it was nerve-wracking when
you
started.
Oh, I was there. That was me. I mean, that's where you started.
And you seem like such a shy, timid individual, too. So it's shocking to think that you just whip your clothes off for photographers.
Well, it's something that I've definitely grown into. I don't know. It kind of snowballed into, I think one of my friends that I was working with at the time, she was like, Shauna, you should get in front of the camera. And then we would shoot each other. And then, we would just practice poses and just, work with each other. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Do you have a go-to nude pose that you do?
Oh, yeah.
What's the go-to nude pose? Okay, hold on. I'll explain. So you're going two arms above the head.
Oh, yeah. Stretch everything out.
And are we facing towards the camera, side camera, behind the camera? What does it look like?
Depends on what you want.
Look at me. I'm directing the shot now. Can nude photography be dangerous?
I run into it, but beforehand, I mean, our community, the traveling freelance modeling world, is very small and tight-knit.
So you know everyone.
So you know people in the industry, so you can get a hold of other people and ask them and reach out for references.
Smart.
And that's what you do before you go into a gig with somebody. That keeps us all safe and that keeps us all, responsible for each other.
That is so smart.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful little space for us to just feel secure in what we're doing and, not feel like we're going into a situation where we would be uncomfortable. But it does happen. Yeah. It's not like it never happens and this is this thing,
Sure, yeah.
You just have to know how to handle it.
Many of my lovely female listeners are probably thinking, nude photography is a career? Is this something they should get into?
I mean, for me, it's been life-changing.
Yeah.
It's been a wonderful experience. There's been some really hard times, wonderful, beautiful times.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess it depends on your person. If you're looking to kind of just for consistency, mm-hmm. I wouldn't recommend it. But if you want change in your life all the time, every day, and keep your mind going, definitely get into it. First thing you would do is just build your portfolio, work with photographers that have, one, a good following,
sure.
that have good work, get involved in the community, talk to people, network.
It's a lot of networking.
It is. It's a ton of networking and marketing, advertising, because I do everything myself, too.
Who is your fan base? I mean, you live here in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. Is your fan base around the world?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, I think I've traveled all through the U.S. Last year, I went to Bali in Indonesia, so I have done some international stuff.
I imagine some of those countries maybe aren't as liberal either about women taking
careful.
Their clothes off.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
Yeah.
Know your laws everywhere you go, even in the U.S., too, because, there's variations.
Give me an example of a law that would not allow you to do this, and in which state?
Well, in Portland, Oregon, you're allowed to be topless.
In public?
In public.
But how come we don't see it more often?
Because we don't do it.
Socially, it's not acceptable.
Yeah.
Even though legally it is.
Yeah. Which, if we all just started going around topless, what are they going to do? It's legal.
Well, thank you for coming in and sharing your story. It's super interesting. Your photography or your photos are super beautiful.
Thank you.
You do a fantastic job. My wife and I laid in bed last night and went through your whole feed, and we were like, "Oh, that one! Ooh, that's really nice." You seem to like nature.
Oh, absolutely!
Yeah, lots of waterfalls, things like
trees,
that.
Trees, forest.
Very beautiful. Very inspiring, Shauna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in. Get a sneak peek for yourself. Follow Shauna on Instagram. It is a private account, Shauna with two N's. Lee. That's Shauna. Lee on Instagram. To hear this entire interview, download the radio.com app and search Buckwise.